is going to be Joe in Phoenix. Hey, Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, Fred. Hi, guys. I tuned in a little late, but very interesting what you're doing. And no, I'm not going to call in and tell you who to interview. I think you guys got that down by now, knowing what you're going to do. I just got to ask you a question. And this whole thing, I still see it relating to, remember, this was 9/11 was the excuse for us to be in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. What, if any, relationship have you been able to deduce between Israel, Mossad, the art students, whatever, and 9/11?
Pretty much just what you said. We know that Israel warned us of a plan to hijack planes and ram them into buildings prior to 9/11. We know that there were the dancing Israelis that were reported on Fox News and actually held for a little while.
We also know that a bunch of Mossad agents in Hollywood, Florida were actually staying a block away from two or three of the alleged hijackers.
Yeah, and we also know that a Israeli business stopped a two-year lease two weeks before 9/11 and bailed. I think it cost them something like $20,000 or
$50,000
to do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's nothing we can prove, and, I mean, we don't want to point fingers at Israel for a number of different reasons.
I mean, there were numerous intelligence agencies that warned us and seemed to have some kind of prior knowledge. You know, Israel just seems to be another one of those.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.